Let's read together Proverbs chapter 26, verses 17 through 28. Now, in the second half of Proverbs 26, we have some more Proverbs dealing with problems that we confront in everyday living. Quarrels, deceit, gossip, lying, and others. Proverbs chapter 26, beginning now with verse 17. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death, is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "I was only joking." Where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. As charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. Fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. He who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him. A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Let's begin our study of this second half of Proverbs 26 with some background notes. Now, for our background notes, let's consider verse 17. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel, not his own, is like one who takes a dog by the ears. What's the meaning of this proverb anyway? Well, where background helps us here is to understand that the dog here in the historical context is not some little playful house puppy. No, the dogs of Solomon's day were not domesticated, but wild, like jackals. Now let me ask you, would you grab a jackal by the ears? That would be a dangerous thing to do, and you could be hurt when that wild dog turned on you. In the same way, it is dangerous to meddle in the quarrels of other people. They could turn on you like a wild dog and hurt you. Now, if both of the quarreling parties ask you to arbitrate, that's different. In this case, you would set up the ground rules where cooler heads would prevail, and you would not be interfering or meddling where you were not wanted, but rather refereeing toward a peaceful solution. Do you remember good King Josiah? He wrongly meddled in the strife between Egypt and Babylon, which was none of his business, and it led to his death. You can read about this unfortunate incident in 2 Chronicles chapter 35. I'm reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 35, beginning with verse 20. Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent messengers to him, saying, "What have I to do with you, king of Judah? I have not come against you this day, but against the house with which I have war. For God commanded me to make haste. Refrain from meddling with God, who is with me, lest he destroy you." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself so that he might fight with him, and did not heed the words of Necho from the mouth of God. So he came to fight in the valley of Megiddo, and the archers shot King Josiah. And the king said to his servants, "Take me away, for I am severely wounded." And they brought him to Jerusalem. So he died, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. From 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verses 20 through 24. Let's move now to our doctrinal point once again for the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verses 18 and 19. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "I was only joking." Suppose you saw a person indiscriminately throwing burning sticks around or haphazardly shooting arrows or a shotgun without any precautions. This could lead to big trouble, right? Even death. In fact, one burning stick could start a fire that could burn down a forest or a town, and many people could be killed. Such a case is not closed just because the madman says he was only joking. So is the case of a man who deceives his neighbor and then tries to excuse himself by saying that he was only kidding. Think of the hurt and damage and slander that takes place by untruthful remarks from an uncontrolled tongue. To say that you didn't mean it and were only joking does not excuse your sin any more than in the case of a person who didn't mean to burn the house down, even though he was only playing with fire. Verse 20, where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no talebearer or gossip or slanderer or whisperer, strife ceases. What's a gossiper's worst nightmare? No gossip. It's like a fire with no more wood to burn. The fire goes out. Unfortunately, there always seems to be some wood around, and unfortunately, some people always seem to be able to find it. Well, don't let them put it on the fire. The fires of contention will also die out if you don't listen to the gossip. Verse 21, as charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. In verse 20, we saw that if there was no wood, the fire goes out. Here in verse 21, we see that if there is wood or charcoal, the fire does not die out, but rather flares up and grows. In the same way, if you put a contentious person into the mix, you will have trouble. Most of the strife in any church or fellowship group gets down to only a handful of people at most who are never content. They're always nitpicking about something and never get with the program. They are always stirring things up and kindling strife. Verse 22, the words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. This is essentially the same proverb that we had back in chapter 18, verse 8. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. Now let me ask you, can you resist just one little square of chocolate candy? And when you can't resist, what is the result? You want a second piece, right? Well, that's the way gossip is. It's hard to resist, and tasting just a little bit makes you crave for more. By the way, every time I go to Starbucks now, it's very hard to resist those tasty dark chocolate bars that they sell now. All I needed to hear was that dark chocolate was good for you. Now all resistance is gone. Verse 24, he who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. How does someone who hates another person deal with the problem? They generally do exactly what this proverb says. They try to hide the deep hatred in their hearts by covering it up in what they say with their lips. So as verse 25 says, when he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Don't be taken in and believe that just because a person speaks nice things and says kind words, they are God's gift of love to everyone. No, they may be hiding seven abominations in their hearts. That is, hearts full of evil and malice. The prime example of this kind of person, of course, was Judas, who betrayed the Lord with kind words and a kiss. But the guile and wickedness of Judas became known to all, as verse 26 says, though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. And the same is true of hypocrites today, who try to hide their hatred with nice-sounding words. God has ways of exposing their true hearts, and ultimately they will be judged. Verse 27, whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him. The main point of this proverb is that sin boomerangs. As Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Galatians 6:7. If you dig a pit that is lay a trap for someone, or you roll a stone, that is try to crush someone, ultimately it will backfire. You will be caught in your own trap or crushed under the weight of your own evil plan. Think of Haman in the book of Esther who tried to crush Mordecai. Think of the colleagues of Daniel who tried to trap Daniel. Their plans boomeranged, resulting in their deaths. Now again, if anyone says, I know some exceptions to this proverb, what's the answer here? Answer number one, nobody gets away with it forever. There is a final judgment. And answer number two, this is a proverb, a general truth stated in general terms. Verse 28, a lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. The overall point of this proverb is that deceptive words about someone do bring about hurt and ruin and bad fallout. Even though we know from verse 27 that in the end, the speaker of those deceptive words will be judged. Deceptive words about someone can either be lying words or flattering words. Both can lead to bad fallout. Think of how flattery is used by selfish people to advance themselves and get what they want. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Now, what about practical application for the second half of Proverbs 26? Make sure the silver is on the inside. Make sure the silver is on the inside. Verse 23, once again. Fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. Clay pottery can be made to look very beautiful on the outside, with colorful glazes and even silver coatings. But even with silver on the outside, it is still just an ordinary clay pot. And so it is with a wicked heart. You can cover it up with burning lips, that is, fervent flattery, or a silver tongue, a good description in line with this proverb. Now, the idea of the silver on the inside is an extended application in view of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Verse 7, which says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. 2 Corinthians 4, 7. Now here again, we have a clay pot, but now the treasure is on the inside. Just as they would store silver and other precious metals and coins in clay pots in Bible days. Now what is the treasure of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7? It is the Lord and His Word, as we see in verses 5 and 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read these verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning with verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your bondservants, for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. From 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. We are only clay pots. Now let me ask you, do you have the treasure within or only silver dross on the outside? Make sure the silver is on the inside.